allow. Mankind is in the hands of a monster, an ogre gorging on discord and despair.
Let your body die.
And the voices of those yearning for light, and their thoughts before becoming acts, get diverted, betrayed and distorted, get distracted, ignored and destroyed. Convulsing world, such is the fate of this body of Christ. Such are the days man to rack and deface. Such is the weight of the burden to bear.
Let your body die.
Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and welcome to yet another, I guess, the second theme show of the summer. I do apologize in advance. I'm getting off the tail end of a summer cold. For some reason, whenever I've had a little bit too much to drink, all of a sudden the summer cold creeps in and decides, you're already feeling like hell, I'm going to make you feel worse. So it doesn't matter. I had the show done before. I got that anyhow. And I'm getting a couple done this week while I'm on vacation. That was Cybertech Project with Let Your Body Die, the Birmingham 6 remix. And that was basically almost a one-off thing with Jonathan Sharp and Jean-Luc Demire and I think Jed Denton from Cubanate. Cybertech was a very briefly run label out of the UK. Once the label died, they continued on as C-Tech and did some interesting stuff, but I think they peaked with their first album. Sorry, I do. Before that was X Marks the Pedwalk with Abattoir, and that was the Razormaid remix. And we started things off with Spawn Ranch, a band that essentially did one good album, the rest was so-so, and you know, then kind of disappeared, thank God. Anyways, they did a lot of shows in Toronto. I think I saw them like four times in the period of a year and a half, thanks to DJ Saint Dave. Yes, some people do remember Saint Dave. That was Heretic's Fork from In Parts Assembled Solely. And I'm pretty sure that was actually remixed by Birmingham 6 as well. So, yeah, two out of three ain't bad. This is a theme show, as I mentioned before. This is What If... this is actually brought to us sort of by a guy by the name of Michael Kaivo Oja, who actually sent in a number of ideas, and the first one was a historical time warp, tracks you'd have played on a show 20 years ago. Well, as most of you, some of you probably don't know, I started off as a club DJ. So I picked 8 tracks from one of the club nights I did 13 years ago, back in 1996. And we're going to continue on with something that's a complete classic and bears multiple repeatings. This is Front 242 with Quite Unusual. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. band by the name of Contagion with a track called Ingest, and somebody else recommended or suggested a theme show of One Hit Wonders. I think it was actually one of the Toronto peeps, Ray Bees, who used to do a zine here back in the day. At any rate, Contagion essentially was a one-hit wonder. They did one album, had a couple of really great tracks, and disappeared shortly thereafter, which is actually a bit of a, you know, too bad, so sad. Oh well, it's one of those things. That was 1992. It was both a good and a bad year, and I'm rambling. Summer colds suck. That's all I have to say. There's another band that was definitely not a one-hit wonder. They essentially did two extremely good albums, and one that was kind of... Okay, so you're trying to get the cold wave people into drum and bass. What exactly are you thinking, anyhow? This is Cubanate with one of their first club smashes. This is Angel Dust. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. As it turns out, it seems that I am sort of hitting the one-hit wonders, even though I'm not really. It's not really my intention. That was a one-off side project from Sasha of CamFDM. That was Excessive Force with Blitzkrieg, and that was the Sturzkampf remix. And they actually did that and a single for Blitzkrieg. And you know what? That is, for as far as side projects go, usually they suck, because usually there's like one good song that didn't really fit in with the last album or something like that. And so what the band does is like, oh, well, we'll release this as another band. Yeah, that's the ticket. As it turns out, this one was a collaboration with a few different people, and it was different, and there was a number of good tracks on the album, and it's one of those ones that you can probably go to the used record store and pick up for $2. So if you can, why not? Anyways, we're going to end off 1996 with a band that we've played a fair bit over the last year. I mean, all things considered, considering they've been gone for ages and ages. This was A Split Second's number one club hit, I'm pretty sure. Anyways, this is Michael's show. I'm going to let him end it off, so to speak, with A Split Second with Rigor Mortis. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.